Gratitude is the awareness that everything is a gift from God, you know, starting with our very existence and then leading all the way to our salvation. So for us as Catholics, especially, it all centers on the Eucharist, you know, which means thanksgiving. So from the very beginning of the church, right after the resurrection, those first followers of Jesus gathered every Sunday to give praise and thanks to God for the gift of Jesus, for the gift of his life, his death, his resurrection, to praise and glorify him. So we really see in that posture of the Eucharist just this profound gratitude to God for everything. So gratitude is really the base of our faith and one of the foundational virtues for a good life.
Bishop Hine, what's the trick to being thankful right where we're at today, not thankful when this, that, and the other thing happens a week, a month, a year down the road?
I think it really begins with wonder, you know, and philosophy begins with wonder. It's the question, why is there something rather than nothing? You know, why did God make all this? Why did God make me? And when we start with that kind of sense of almost childlike wonder at the gift of life, at the miracle of life, I think we stand in this posture of being aware that it is all a gift, that I didn't deserve any of it. It's all simply handed to me. And in that attitude, then I can pass on those gifts to others because they're really not meant for me to hoard or to control or to possess.
And don't you get that sense of wonderment as well, Bishop Hying, in this attitude of gratitude that we're talking about when you happen to look out your bedroom window and you catch a magnificent sunrise, and that is a gift of God, or when you're just falling asleep and you thank God for the fact that you've got a comfortable bed and a roof over your head, and then you take a look at all of those little things that he's given you, and it's pretty awesome. It's almost impossible to get your arms around it, and then you realize what you need to do as a Catholic, and to live your life with a little bit more of an attitude of gratitude, thanking God for all of those things, both big and small.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think if you look at the greatest saints, the further they advanced in holiness, in a sense, the simpler they became, because they came to discover the complete simplicity of God. So as you said, to see the beauty of nature, or to be grateful for the smallest of things, and to see the wonder of it all is, I think, both childlike in the purest sense of what that means, but also very, very holy. So I think the saints moved ever greater into the simplicity of God, and we see the wonder, the joy, the gift of everything. Sometimes, this may sound kind of crazy, but sometimes I try to imagine what it would be like not to be able to see or hear or walk, and what a limitation that would be, how difficult that would be. And then to think that maybe one day I would be healed of that, you know, and then I just think I take all those senses for granted now and I shouldn't. So to try to live each day as if this is all brand new, as if it's something that was just handed to us yesterday.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful idea, Bishop Hine, beautiful idea. We kind of live in and are bathed and soaking in a culture that teaches us to always be wanting more in terms of advertising or how we talk to one another about what our hopes and dreams are, always wanting more. Do we need to realize that's kind of the environment we're in, and we need to kind of actively work against that?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And Matthew Kelly says you can never have enough of what you don't need. And so entitlement will never be satisfied because it will always be looking for more. Gratitude takes the lowest place, happily, because it realizes how much has already been given. And when we live in gratitude, we will always be joyful, happy, generous, not jealous, not angry, because we just see what's there instead of what isn't there.
Bishop Donald Hying from the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin, on developing an attitude of gratitude. And how do you do that? How do you have that attitude of gratitude in your life. 888-914-9149. Share how you have that attitude of gratitude for all blessings, both big and small. 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line at 888-914-9149. Bishop Hying, how can we be more grateful for the gift of time, those 168 hours that God gives us every single week?
It really begins, I think, by going to Mass and to give that 1 hour of time to God. And when we consecrate the week, you know, by going to Mass, then we see that everything that unfolds that coming week is holy because we've given it to God on Sunday. And yeah, I think we're most jealous of our time. You know, most of us probably happily give money more than we would give our time. And yet, to say, you know, building relationships, spending time in prayer, doing a service, spending time at church, all of that is a good way to spend our time. And probably the best way is to curtail television and internet stuff. I mean, how much time do we spend on what really, in the end, doesn't amount to much?
Bishop Hying, how do we guard against almost the sin of comparison? We can be thankful if we have things and we don't know what the other guy has, but if we realize, okay, we have enough, but the other guy has more, then we're not as thankful for what we have.
Yeah, I always think of it this way, that you don't know the inner workings of that person's life. So from the outside, it may look like they have it all put together and they have all these things that you don't and that you wish you did. And yet if you knew the details, the inner life of that person, you'd realize that you probably wouldn't want their life because they have secret crosses, secret sufferings, difficulties that are not apparent on the surface. And yet if you saw all of it from the inside, you'd say, this isn't as great as it looks. I've certainly found that out as a priest in a parish, just people that from the outside, it all looks really good, but they're really struggling with something profoundly painful. So I think to realize that and to say, you know, be kind to every person you meet, because everybody you meet is fighting a hard battle.
Bishop Hying, you mentioned carrying crosses. How can we be more grateful to God for the crosses he's given us?
Yes, St. John Vianney said, learn to love the cross and then you won't have any more crosses because you won't see them as a cross. That's hard, isn't it? Because when suffering comes our way, we see it as something we want to run away from. And yet, time and time again, God is saying to us, it's through this difficulty, it's through this sorrow that I'm going to break into your life and that I'm going to give you the grace to rise to a new level of holiness and self-giving through this difficulty. And I think that's true when we all reflect on our lives. It wasn't necessarily the easy things or the joyful things or the successes that made us strongest or made us most hope-filled or made us most generous. You know, oftentimes it's those things that were really a battle, a struggle, a cross for us that in the end were precisely the things that are going to save us in the next life and in this life strengthen us, you know, for the Christian life. I think that's true over and over again for us.
Bishop Hying, being people of gratitude is a lifelong battle. It has to start when we're little. How do we start that battle as parents to teach our kids not to be brats but be thankful?
I think part of it is not to overindulge them. You know, so when I was a child, I got one gift at Christmas. So I can tell you what I received every single year because it was one thing. And I played with it. I appreciated it. I remember it. You know, today, I think a lot of kids get 20, 30, 40 gifts. And it's like they don't even appreciate any of it because it's too much. So I think the first step is just to not overindulge our children and just to help them to appreciate what they have and not to give them too much.
And speaking of being thankful, as we speak with Bishop Donald Hying from the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin, on developing your attitude of gratitude, I don't know if you know this, but Father Rocky calls you the single greatest homilist he's ever heard in his life. He absolutely loves your homilies, and he'll point to the Thanksgiving Day plastic laundry basket homily. What is that?
So when I was in the parish, I would take a laundry basket and fill it with symbols of things that I was grateful for. So it'd be a crucifix, a Bible, running shoes, clothes, food, books, pictures of loved ones, pictures of saints. Just, and I, in the homily, I would just pull, it was kind of like a prop. So I just pull those things out and say, here's my laundry basket of gratitude. And I'd usually end the homily by saying, you know, what would you put in your Thanksgiving basket of gratitude? What are you grateful for? It kind of makes it concrete, makes it specific. You know, specifically, what are we grateful for this year?
Bishop Hying, for Lent, with mixed success, my idea was to try and stop and give thanks to the Lord at least once per hour for something. Can gratitude be developed really as a discipline by just looking around? You mentioned, what if we didn't have some of the senses we have to experience the world, but even giving thanks for some of the very basic things that have been so normal for life in the West in the last 150, 200 years?
No, that's what a beautiful thing you did for Lent. I mean, just to stop on a regular basis and say, thank you, Lord, for this. You know, thank you, Lord, for that. I think the more we would practice that, the more we would find peace and joy and an ability to be even more generous than we are, right? I mean, it's what a beautiful thing.
Bishop Hying, if we look at gratitude as a muscle, the more we exercise it, the bigger it gets, the more gratitude we have, and then it also triggers that other muscle of humility. Explain the connection between gratitude and humility.
I think gratitude is, you know, the posture of realizing that everything is a gift. Humility couples gratitude with that stance of awe before God, you know, that with God, I am a beloved son, a beloved daughter of the Father. I'm destined for eternity. You know, in one sense, we're greater than we dare to think. And if we forget that, we fall into despair. But on the other hand, we're dust and ashes, as we're reminded on Ash Wednesday. Without God, we literally fall into non-existence. And so if we forget our poverty, we fall into, you know, pride or complacency. So gratitude and humility really go together, because both of them acknowledge the giftedness of life and our dependency on God. And our culture doesn't really like to admit dependence. I mean, we're all about independence. But how beautiful it is to realize our dependence on God. And you think about it, when you go to a restaurant, do you ever think of the chef who made this great meal? Or when you go to the store, do you think of the farmer that grew this food? Or you go to a sporting event, you think of the people that cleaned the stadium. So that attitude of gratitude makes us aware of all the things that other people do for us and ultimately what God does for us.
Bishop Hying, so many good things get done on the personal and individual basis like this, through the idea of kind of be the change that you would like to see. But how can we be more grateful as a parish, as a larger church, as a country, and show gratitude on a larger level?
I think it's expressed in generosity. So I think sometimes the poorest people are the most generous with what they have, because they realize I'm just the enormity of what they've received, even though it's very little. So sometimes I think when we're generous beyond what we think we should be, God is going to bless that. So to be sacrificially generous really changes our hearts and unleashes the powerful mercy and compassion of God into the world. So to be heroically generous, even when we have to grit our teeth a little bit in order to do that, I think unlocks something within us, and certainly manifests God's heart and mercy in the world.
Bishop Hying, sadly, loneliness is so pervasive in our world. For someone who is hearing this conversation with you today, talking about that attitude of gratitude, how can they be grateful if they are mired in this loneliness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough question, because sometimes There's people that are so isolated, so overwhelmed with suffering, that it's like, how can I be grateful for anything? You know, how can I see the giftedness of life? Life is a burden to me. I think there is really an invitation to go so profoundly deep into God's heart that we move into the mystery of the cross. And that's really not anything that can be explained even. But you think of Jesus on the cross. Here's the Son of God incarnate, and yet on the cross, he experiences, you know, the depths of our sin without ever having sinned himself, as St. Paul says. So it's, I think when people live in those dark, dark places, the salvation is somehow to link that to the cross and to find meaning in the fact that God has invited you into this very difficult place, but ultimately a place of love and peace, even in the darkness. And that's getting into the level of mysticism, I think. But that's hard. That's very hard. And you pray that people like that, you know, that somebody finds them or that they find someone who can show warmth and compassion to them.
Is gratitude unlocked, Bishop Hying, when we're in the right place, whether it be with our conscience, you know, and we're right with God, whether it be using our gifts in the job or vocation that we're best called for, mm-hmm. we find gratitude flows a little more easily in those circumstances.
Yeah, when we're in right relationship with God, then the focus is on God and on what God is doing and how good he is to us. When the focus is on me, in my selfishness or sin, I'm going to be blinded to what God is doing, and I'm going to make the mistake that somehow I'm the master of my own life, or everything I have, I've earned, I deserve, you know, that I can control and manipulate all this. So you're exactly right. You know, when we come in an attitude of faith into realizing this healthy dependence on God, then the focus is on him, and we can be more grateful and use our gifts because we know what they're there for.